More tax news this week as another government shutdown is averted, and the National Taxpayer Advocate releases her annual report to Congress.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
This week there was drama from the nation's capital as the Houses of Congress worked with President Trump to pass a compromise funding bill that would fund the various parts of the government. Eventually, that bill was negotiated, that the House and Senate signed off. They voted to pass the bill, and then President Trump signed that bill into law. That led to President Trump declaring a national emergency in order to secure further funding to build a wall at the United States southern border. Politics aside, it is good for the IRS to be funded at this time. In looking at the different damage that was done during the last government shutdown, the National Taxpayer Advocate released her annual report to Congress. That was due in January, but was released on February 12th. Because of the government shutdown, that delayed her department in finishing the annual report. Now, in the preface of the annual report, the National Taxpayer Advocate states that she focused in the most serious problems section on the taxpayer's journey and goes through what a taxpayer's experience would be with the IRS, along with a section of roadmaps depicting that journey. So I would suggest that for anyone who is working with the IRS at this point, that series of roadmaps is useful if you are needing a picture guide to what different procedures are like in working with the IRS. She states in there that, in quoting from this preface, she says, "One of our goals in creating these roadmaps was to help readers understand the complexity of the taxpayer journey. It was challenging for us to create these roadmaps and will probably be difficult for readers to follow them, which hints at the extreme frustration many taxpayers experience when they must interact with the IRS. IRS employees also experience that frustration as they try to navigate the system. For every step shown on the roadmaps, I note there are multiple sub-steps and detours that we did not represent for fear of getting ourselves and everyone else completely lost." Then in the preface, she states, "Then came the longest government shutdown in the history of the United States. The annual report staff was furloughed along with most of the taxpayer advocate service. On January 28, when my office reopened, it was clear that the IRS baseline had changed. The 5 weeks could not have come at a worse time for the IRS, facing its first filing season, implementing a massive new tax law with a completely restructured tax form. As outlined below, the IRS is entering the filing season inundated with correspondence, phone calls, and inventories of unresolved prior year audits and identity theft cases." Now, frankly, going through the annual report to Congress, there are several sections. Volume 1 includes the most serious problems, the recommendations to Congress, and the most litigated issues. And Volume 2 is Taxpayer Advocate Service research and related studies. The most serious problems are a list of 20 problems selected by the National Taxpayer Advocate for work with the IRS. There are 10 legislative recommendations and then 10 most litigated issues highlighted. And then there are 6 areas of Taxpayer Advocate Service research and related studies, and a literature review of improving notices using psychological, cognitive, and behavioral science insights. Another section of note is the National Taxpayer Advocate 2019 Purple Book. That is a compilation of legislative recommendations to strengthen taxpayer rights and improve tax administration. The 2019 Purple Book presents 58 legislative recommendations designed to strengthen taxpayer rights and improve tax administration. The Purple Book further examines strengthening overall taxpayer rights, improvement of the tax filing process, improvement of assessment and collection procedures, reformation of penalty and interest provisions, strengthening taxpayer appeal rights, enhancement of confidentiality and disclosure protections, strengthening the Office of the Taxpayer Advocate, strengthening taxpayer rights in judicial proceedings, along with several other recommendations of improving the taxpayer experience. Now, overall, the annual report to Congress is over 800 pages, so I would recommend starting with the graphics section, looking at the taxpayer journey, and looking at the executive summary, starting with the preface. And you can find various highlights within the executive summary that you can then turn to the different volumes in order to get more information from those sections. But the executive summary does provide good information on the various sections within the annual report to Congress. You can see how the National Taxpayer Advocate and the Taxpayer Advocate Service, they do a thorough job of investigating various issues with the IRS and recommending to Congress various ways that the Internal Revenue Service can improve their customer service and various tax-related issues for the public. I certainly recommend the annual report to Congress for its various ways that a person can learn about the IRS and its functions. I hope that Congress takes the annual report seriously and implements various changes that are recommended by the National Taxpayer Advocate. And I am glad that the IRS will be back to performing its functions next week, that there is no interruption of their services. I know that they are backlogged after the government shutdown, and I hope this helps them to get back up to speed over the coming year. I know I have been busy this week with tax court negotiations, and we have had different winter weather within the last couple weeks in Kansas City. So recently I've been putting out shorter episodes, but I hope that this is very useful to you and that you can find various pieces of information from these episodes that will help you in working with the Internal Revenue Service. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.